sharing, Ethel, and God is certainly turning things around in your favour. And he never took anything out of your favour, just that we do have an enemy that does work against us at times, especially when we're moving forward and we're making progress and he try and throws these curveballs in. But, you know, God is able to deliver us out and to keep us ahead. And, you know, we just need to be sober and vigilant and on the ball, ready to run, ready to move, ready to minister, ready to open our mouth boldly to speak what needs to be spoken, and, you know, to do God's word. Like, you know, to really, we're not worried about what people think of us, about what we say. We're not, you know, tiptoeing around ourselves or around other people because we, you know, we don't want to upset anyone. But we've got to speak the truth in love so that we can grow up into Christ, right? So that's what we're doing as you know, we've been great followers and we've been following for many years, and now we're the leaders. You know, so we want to be good leaders, so we want to continue to focus on listening to the voice of God and what he's saying and how he's directing us, and to be bold and confident in our decision and to stay put and not to be discouraged when it doesn't seem like anything is happening or anyone cares or anyone's listening. God is on the throne. He's with us and he never leaves us alone. He's always working in our lives. And we just got to stay the course and not let the voice of the world, the voice of Satan, which is in the systems of the world, distract us off, lure us off, you know, entice us off. But just to keep our minds stayed on him. You know, thou, God, will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Why? Because he trusteth in thee. Now, we trust in the living God who's able to raise us from the dead, who's able to provide us with all things that we need, that God truly is our sufficiency in all things. And we definitely are not sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves. And the greatest thing there, Ethel, with you, I can see how God's worked in your situation. You know, it's not an easy job what you're doing. I mean, you're older yourself and you're looking after your older mother and you've been faithful doing that, and sometimes we struggle, but like, God sees your heart, he sees your love, he honours you because you honour your mum, and you know, you're able to care for her, which is really fantastic. Like, so your house is in order in that area, you know, because your heart's in order. And even though it might be a burden on you at times, which it will be, you know, you're leading, you know, you're serving, you're leading your house, your mum, you know, even though she's older than you and she's your mum, you're the leader, you're leading there, you're providing, and God's providing for you so you can provide for her. And, you know, God's keeping you all healthy and strong, and whether there might be little niggles here and everywhere, we all get them, but God is faithful to see in order to provide for us. He sees the needs that we have. And all we got to do is just stay ready, willing to move, regardless of what the circumstances are saying. We don't let the circumstances dictate us. And obviously, money is a big thing in this world. And, you know, so, and for most part, we all kind of, or we may have all kind of let it dictate to us at times in our lives. But now we've matured, now we see that money is a tool for us to live, to utilize. And if we look after it better than we have, then we can do a lot more things. We can accumulate a lot more, so we can do a lot more. And that comes through experience. You know, for me, you know, I was never no good with money. But God showed me through these things that I need to learn to steward what I got, not waste money, and to put it to work for me rather than against me. So when it works against us is when we're not really aiming our finances at the things it needs to be aimed at. So for me, just like our own walk and life, you know, priorities, so the bills, the rent, the food, the clothes, you know, those things, electric, gas, are basics for living and for keeping a roof over our head. So, you know, I believe God for those things. Father, you know, you provide this. I don't even have to think about it. You know, because I want to focus on you. I don't want my mind and energy focusing on how am I going to pay this and how am I going to pay that. I trust you that you said you'll supply all my need according to your glorious riches by Christ Jesus. So it's a done deal. I haven't got a clue how you're going to do it, but it's a done deal. And if you don't help, then I'm screwed. But I'll listen to you. I'm going to be led by you and do what you want me to do. I'm going to focus there. And I know that you are faithful, that you never let me down. And that's why I can say, through time, through also Genosko experiencing that God is faithful. But I had to learn and go through some lessons as well with with how I dealt with things and how I'd done things previously in a carnal mind rather than in a spiritual mind. So, I've unlearned a lot of things and relearned a lot of great things from God, which when I do it, then puts me in a position of strength. So it's just getting around to doing the stuff. And like you said, you thanked me. Really, it's God, because he's the one that put it in my heart to speak to you about those things and for your blessing and for your benefit. On a carnal side, it looked like it's just going on about it, but it was the right thing to speak and to say, and for your benefit and blessing down the road. Because when you begin, when you receive the words gladly, and when I receive the words gladly, then and we continue in what's being encouraged through, the continuing is the practice. A lot of people have the knowledge, but they don't have the practice. And I was missing that for years, if I'm honest, in lots of areas, not just that area. But in many areas, I was missing the mark, Sinning, that's what missing the mark is, sinning, isn't it? But really doing my own thing. But God is loving, long-suffering, patient towards us. He knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. He knows we're going to screw up. He knows we're going to do things carnally at times. He knows we can easily fall back into old nature ways. But he's also faithful to give us a word behind our ears saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. Turn not to the left nor to the right, but keep walking straight on. So our God is so faithful, he's so dependable, he's so reliable. I don't even rely on my own self. I don't know what I'm doing. I only know what I'm doing because God leads me into what I'm doing. And then I stay my focus on that. So that's where I keep my mind, on what God has spoken. You're going to move the word in all of the UK, all of Europe, USA, and wherever I open the doors for you. You will flourish and grow, and so that's where I keep my mind. Now, God's got to make that happen. That's his part. My part is to receive the words gladly, to do what he puts in my heart every single day, just those little things that may not seem significant to others, or to me, might not seem significant, but God's just given me my daily bread, my daily work. He's saying, listen, son, this is enough, and daughter, this is enough for today. Now, stay here, stay practicing that. And the key that I was getting to was that the thankfulness, what you mentioned, is just so pivotal. That attitude of gratitude, that recognition of, hold on a minute, let's be thankful for what we got right now. Let's be thankful for where we are right now. There may be some things that are missing. There may be some needs that are there. But our God is faithful. He's never going to let me down. And if it seems that way, it's only because I've missed it somewhere. It's only because I haven't obeyed somewhere. And being followers at the beginning, we follow. Jesus said to the disciples, look, come, you're leaders. You're ready to go. He didn't say that. He said, come, follow me. I'll make you fishers of men. He was going to show them. He was going to show and tell. He wasn't just going to tell them. He wanted to show them. This is how you move with God. This is how you heal the sick. This is how you raise the dead. This is how you cast out devils. This is how you speak to problems and mountains and waves and trees. This is how you can move in the power of God, like I'm moving in the power of God. But I always do what my Father gives me to do. I only speak what my Father gives me to speak and what I hear and see him do. That's what I do. I speak and hear what the Father shows me. So that's a great example for us, that we got to learn to tune in our spiritual minds into our spiritual God, who we can't see, hear, smell, taste or touch. But his words is the life-giving force, that if we hear those words and we receive them gladly and we take them to the heart, regardless of what anyone's got to say, we move with Jehovah in those things, then we're going to move like Jesus Christ. You know, we're going to do what he done and great. He said we can do it. He said, if you believe on the works that I do, you shall do the same works and greater, because I go to my Father. We need more people, he's basically saying. And we need people that are going to believe. We need people that are going to focus. Like, so the labourers, you know, we were followers. You know, we've always had the potential. Everyone's got the potential to lead. You know, we can say we are leaders, right? But it's whether someone is actually moving with God and listening and practicing, then the leadership is proven. You know, proven leadership. People that have been faithful day in, day out, month in, month out, year in, year out, you know, week in, week out, not budging because of their circumstances, not budging because of their finances, not budging because of persecution, not budging because of gossip, not budging because of wrong accusations, but they keep moving forward with God, knowing that their hearts are right before God, even if other people are saying different. We know, you know, and I know if our heart is right before God, all right? No one can tell you that. They may think your heart isn't, right? But you know in your heart if your heart is right with God or not, you know, because God gives you that knowing, and you got that spirit within you, and you know what you're thinking, and you know what your desires are, and you know where your direction you want to go in, and you know you can't do it in your own strength. You need God's help. You need the body of Christ. I need God's help. I need the body of Christ too. You know, so what my job is to listen to God and to move in the direction that he's showing me, and then to encourage God's people to go to God and to be a leader. You know, that's by example, by living it. You know, I'm not talking about being full-time, you know, with God. I am full-time. Since 2005, I live by faith. And when I look back, because you can connect the dots looking back, I've always lived by faith. And I thought you had to have a job. I thought you had to have credentials. And you have to have Bible college. And you had. That's why I went to all the classes. That's why I tried to get into the Way Court. That's why I tried to do all these things. I thought you had to have that. Until I learned that God qualifies the call and God provides for the vision. So the vision that God's given you, like, we want to go to the Philippines. You know, God has got to provide those things, right? He's got to provide the person. He's got to provide an open door. We got to recognize the opportunity to those things and then just go. But we'll go when the provision's there, you know. And then our job is, as ministers and leaders, is to teach the things that make people go to God. Like, so the practical things is so that they can stay in a position of strength. So when you're saying to someone, look, you know, speak in tongues, speak by the Spirit, honour God with your substance, pray for the labourers, stay connected. Those practices, which are not a law, but they're principles and they're things that are also agree with the scripture. And it runs in line with the scriptures too. That if people do that, it keeps them in a position of receiving and moving forward with God, right? But when we hesitate, when we doubt that because we've got our own knowledge about something or how we should move with God and someone's telling us different, you don't have to do it that way. That's just keeping you where you are. If people are saying those words, you know, like from a different perspective, that's what will unhinge you. But our minds have to be focused. We can't let any other word distract us from what God's speaking to us right now. So God wants us to stay strong through those practices that have been encouraged, and there's many more practices we can do. That's just five important ones, you know. They really are important to understand and to do. So we would be, if we're going to read anything, if we're going to read any scripture, look at those areas, those there, you know. Is it right to encourage people to speak in tongues? Is it right to encourage people to speak by the Spirit? Is it right to encourage people to honour God with their substance? Is it right to tell people to connect? Is it right to tell people to pray for labourers, right? Is it scriptural also? Does it line up with what God says? You know, would Jesus encourage it? And so all we got to do is look up there and we can stop spinning our wheels, whether it's right or wrong. Because we know it runs with the words that are recorded down, that are written in the scripture. And we know Jesus encouraged those things. The connection is always down to the individual. Jesus never told people, you've got to connect. You know, people came and connected. And then he would challenge people in their walk. He was causing people to rise up to walk with God. You know, if he didn't challenge people, what type of a leader is he? We don't just tell people, yeah, you're doing great. Oh, that's fine. Yeah, that's positive. But sometimes you might see something that is hindering that person, or it can show, could cause them to go down the wrong road. So we can clarify something with someone. Oh, did you know your way of thinking on this? Now, can you explain a bit more to me? Oh, right. Well, you know, that's not quite right. Like, this is what the scriptures say also, and this is what God is saying, and this is what we mean when we encourage these things. You can have clarity. You can clarify with people certain truths, certain points, what you mean. Some people may hear you and take wrong what you've said, but they can always come. The hungry ones will always come. Like, you know, you see the disciples. You know, why are you talking to these guys in parables, Jesus? You know, why are you telling about the parable of the seed and the sower? Why aren't you just telling them the principles? You know, he said, to you is given the keys of the kingdom. But those are seeing, they're not understanding. Those that are hearing, they're not perceiving, or whatever which way that one goes, right? In other words, their hearts wasn't seeking for the real answers of things to really know. But the disciples, they were given the keys of the kingdom because they really wanted to know. They were asking questions. You know, and as God energized them in them, they were genuine questions. Why are you teaching them these things? And why are you teaching it that way? And Jesus was able to give them an answer. And because the questions were genuine, some people will kind of ask you questions to trick you out or to get you to say something they want to hear you say. So it's like, you know, we don't have to answer straight away to someone either. You know, we say, I'll get back to you on that. I'm not too sure myself. I'm going to need to have a little consider on what you just asked me. Nothing wrong with doing that, you know, but we are leaders. We've followed, we've asked these questions, we've gone through the downfalls, we've gone through the pitfalls, we've bunked out at times in our faith because of situations and people, but we've always come back because our heart's always been to move with God. We know that not everyone's right, even ourselves, right? So we don't want to let anyone else stop us from doing what God's put in our heart. Now, you've been called to really lead. You are a leader. So that's what you're doing. That's why you're doing what you're doing. You're doing your soon fellowship, even if no one comes on it. You're faithful. You're reliable. You're dependable. If you couldn't be dependable to run the soon fellowship if no one comes on, then would you be dependable if you had people coming on? So it's like, you know, we don't want to be moved by what we see, but we are obedient to the voice of God. Start your fellowship. Right, okay, well, there's no one coming, God. Speak. Speak forth. Call what you want. Say what you want, not what you see. Do the teaching. Record it. Put it out to people. Like, so God can just open things up. I've done that many years ago. You know, I started a website with MySpace. I had a web page, and I really liked doing it. I was just really drawn to doing a website. I hadn't had a clue. I'd no programming, no understanding. I knew very, very little, but I really wanted to do a website, and I really wanted to record sharings and teachings that I've done, and I wanted to put them out. And also wanted to put sharings out by John Schroyer at the time, because I was listening to CFF, Sanger, and other people. If they let me have their audios, I would put them up, and, you know, so those type of things. I always wanted to do that, so I had MySpace, and then I done my another web page builder, and then I got another one, and I had that one for quite a long time, and then I ended up going to WordPress, and which is difficult, more difficult than those other pages that were already built. But these are kind of templates in WordPress, so you can, if you can start navigating it, you can actually build stuff. So it's like, it took me a time, but I learned all the other stuff first before I got to the WordPress is the one that nearly everyone uses WordPress, right? The major people use WordPress. But I was using the minor ones before I got to the major one. You see what I'm saying? I was practicing. I didn't know I was practicing at the time, but that's when I look back, I was practicing, and God was getting me ready to go on to WordPress, which I've been doing now since 2014, I believe, maybe a bit earlier than that. But now I had powerfieldministering.com, liveuntogod.com, lookonlytogod.com as well, and then I just changed all the different things. But I've learned now, okay, Grace, Love and Truth is where it's at. That's the name of the website. It's not the name of my ministry. People think my ministry is Grace, Love and Truth. You hear them say it, but it's not. That's just the website name, nothing more, nothing less. I'm not putting myself up as a ministry, but I am putting myself up as a minister, because I am. I'm a minister for the Lord Jesus Christ. I live unto God. I serve the Lord Jesus Christ to the best of my knowledge, ability and understanding. And I do it with a pure heart unto God. Don't care what people think, what they think about me, what my motives is. They all got a guess. They can all have a guess. Now, I can always have a guess at them too. They forget that. It's a two-way flow. But I don't. I'm not focused there. I'm not playing tit for tat. I'm not playing games. I really want to speak for my God. And I want to be moving in the right way. I want to do it right. I know I'm not going to get it right all the time. I know I'll make mistakes along the way. That's the only way you develop and grow, is through making some mistakes. You know, not major. You have to make major ones. And if you do, you can still move forward. You know, you can keep moving with God no matter what's going on. This is what I'm saying. And, you know, we're not limited by what the world says we can do and what we can't do. Like, you have to be in this certain ministry program to be a leader, or you have to have a job to live and eat food, or you have to have this. No, you don't. This is what the world and everybody says you have to have. But when God says, you're working for me, my son or my daughter, he's going to take care of you. So when God is calling, he's providing. So that's why we honor God, because everything is from God. Like, okay, what I get, I'm not giving God anything extra. And what I mean by that is I'm not doing anything. What I'm given is what he's already given me. What I give has come from him. When I honour God with my substance, yeah? My life has come from him. I'm giving it back to him. Can you see? Like, my life is not my own. I am brought with a price. Now I'm free. God has made me free in Christ. God has made me completely free. I can just walk away and go and do my own thing if I want to. It's not going to be beneficial. I'm not going to get really any rewards from that or blessings in the life to come. God can and God still watches over us. We can do what we want, but it's not beneficial just to do what we want. It's not beneficial not to practice. Now, anyone that's serious with God will practice. And the reason why they practice these different things that are encouraged, because number one, God is saying, listen, this is beneficial for you. And if you do this, you're going to really receive the rewards of what I want you to have. And if you want to move with me as a leader, you need to listen and obey. Because every leader does need to listen and do what God is showing. And then it will also come through your minister as well, the one that encourages you. You hear, listen for the voice of God. You know, when Sandgate's sharing with me, I'm listening for the voice of God. I recognize it too. Oh, I know this is God telling me this. You know, so it's like, that's what it's all about. We're there to just speak full for God. And 99.9% of what we give is encouragement. It really is encouragement. It's not discouragement. Now, we know in the scriptures it says all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, fruitfully furnished unto all good works. So, it's the same is true when we speak by the Spirit. These words are good for doctrine. For doctrine. Doctrine is how to believe rightly. The sound doctrine, the heavenly words from God. This is the doctrine we want. We don't want Jehovah Witness doctrine. We don't want Pentecostal doctrine. We don't want Baptist Methodist doctrine. We don't want I don't know anybody else's doctrine. We want the doctrine that comes from the Spirit of God. Those Rhema and Logos words coming to us, you know, from the Spirit of God. And then obviously the scriptures is what was once spoken forth, like the Rhema words and the Logos word, and it's been recorded, and it's called the Graphe. So those words are captured for us to read, for our understanding, for our learning, and there's certain things addressed to us. But God is always given. He's always given us to move forward. And anything that we do speak by the Spirit and we're speaking will line up with the scriptures. It will agree with what the true doctrine is saying, right? And so God wants us to just keep it simple, keep our hearts like He is with you, like 100% with you. Doesn't matter what's happening in the world, you know, and what's happening with other believers either. But we got to keep ourselves walking with the Father. We're in fellowship with Him. You know, the only time that we're not in sync with God is when our mind's in a different place. I believe we're always in fellowship in that sense of the spirit connection, because you can't lose that spirit connection. But it's in your mind where you can go to the left or to the right. And, you know, God's spirit teaches your spirit, your Holy Spirit. God is holy, God is spirit, and He teaches your spirit, that spirit of Christ within you. And your spirit educates your mind, is talking to your mind, leading you into all truth. That's the spirit of God there at work. That's how it works. God's spirit teaches your spirit teaches your mind, and then it becomes manifest in the sense world as you are, as you speak in tongues, as you bring forth a word of prophecy, as you bring forth words from God, as you declare, as you're inspired. It comes from God. So it's God's words. Like, He gets all the glory, right? We're just blessed and privileged and honoured to have the Most High God who created the heavens and the earth, who created and designed us and everything. We're very privileged to be able to be called the sons of God, and to be able to be heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ, and to speak in this manner, to do the same works that Jesus done, and greater works, because Jesus goes unto the Father. He's up, He's there now. He's at the right hand side of God, and we are in Him. And now we have that word and ministry of reconciliation. Now we can truly reconcile men and women back to God. God always starts within His own house too. You know, those people that are knowledgeable or born again, but maybe through wrong doctrine or wrong treatment, they've gone to the left or gone to the right. Maybe through looking at other people in the wrong mind, that they've gone to the left and gone to the right. But God says, now restore. You know, restore the things. You know, we can restore things. We call those things which are not as though they were. And we can restore. And that's what we are. Jesus Christ was the what? The repairer of the breach. There was a breach and Jesus Christ restored that order. Now we are reconcilers. So reconcilers, they join things back together. We join people back to God. It starts within the body of Christ. There may be people not walking with God. They're born again of the Spirit, but the mind or the doctrine is wrong, which just kept them off. You know, just kept them slightly off. God's still with them. God still loves them. He loves every one of us. Whether we're off or we're on, He loves every one of us. He loves the unbelievers, right? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. So it's like, God is the one that He knows what He's doing. We just need to be obedient. We need to get rid of our own understanding and allow God to just lead us, guide us, be bold to speak forward. I didn't plan this tonight, what I'm saying. You know, I had a one-on-one. I had a totally different one-on-one tonight with someone. And I had a one-on-one this morning. And certain people called me through the week. I had 9 one-on-ones on Monday. You know, God's given me work to do. But these one-on-ones are also good, but they also can become carnal if we're not receiving the words gladly and follow the encouragement. That's why we connect. We want to be made strong. We want to get our needs met. We should be able to ask questions if we're not certain about stuff. Or if we're off in our own life, we can ask questions. Say, you know, I'm a little bit off here and I just need to get back on and I'm finding it difficult. Like these questions. I've been to Sandgate like this before. It seems really hard, like nothing seems to be going on, and you know, and I'm doing what I understand to do. Am I missing it somewhere? Is there something I'm missing? And then Sandgate comes with the words of God, you know, and He lifts me up. And when people come to me like that, I'm able to do the same. Why? Because I also have the same spirit of God, right? And I understand, because I've been there, you know. I've been that follower. I had to begin at one time. I've gone through the lessons, I've gone through the learning, I'm still growing up into Christ, I'm still connecting, I'm still being humble as much as life in me to be humble, and I know God energizes that humbleness within us, it has to come from Him. And so basically, you know, Ethel, God is with you, and you are beautiful, and you're doing a great job there, and you've got enough right now with what you're doing, and God will sustain you, and then he'll enlarge you, and then he'll show you better things, and then a different way, so that you can, you know, like in a different way he will show you. He's not showing you a different way, but he'll show you in a different way, so that you can really, oh, I get what's being said now, I really understand that. You know, and really, like when I say, people don't kind of get me when I say, we're not in this for friends. We're not in it to come and make friends. Now, we will make friends, so let's get the distinction right. But that's not our main objective. Our main objective is to move with God. We want to speak the words. We want to encourage people. And we show ourselves friendly. We show ourselves loving. We show the nature of Christ within our lives through our walking by the Spirit with no ulterior motives. That's being shown. And from that can come friends. You know, I've made friends with people, but I didn't set out to make friends. You see what I'm saying? There's a difference. But I'm always showing myself to be friendly, to be open. You know, and then from there you can judge a situation. You can judge where someone is and where you are. And you can adapt yourself and change within a relationship. And be to that person what they need you to be as a brother or sister in Christ. So God is at work, and we got to allow God to work. You know, this is grace. You know, grace be unto you. Sangate shared it many times in the past. You know, grace be to you. The Apostle Paul shared it. Grace be to you. Lawrence Torres shares it. Grace be to you. Be strong in the grace. And that's what Paul encouraged Timothy. You know, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. It's not in our strength or our effort or our ability to make anything happen here. Is being strong in God's grace and towards ourselves and towards others, that God's work gets done, that people are added to the church daily, such as should be saved. So God is strengthening us right now to really move as leaders that we are, to be, you know, strong in him, dependent upon him. He's a jealous God. He wants your attention. Right? He wants your attention. And then for me as a minister, I like people to connect so I know who I'm working with and that we can keep things on song, you know, even for me. So like this connection for me is a blessing. It helps me. It strengthens me also. And it shows me where the things are and what needs to be done. Like Paul said to Titus, you know, set in order the things that are wanting. You know, through the connection, we can see what's wanting. There might be... Excuse me, with a voice dried up there. there might be areas where there's needs that have come up. And leaders set those things in order. So like in the areas of those five fundamental areas where we focus, first of all. Okay, encourage people to speak in tongues. That's a really big need for everyone. So we're ministering to needs, you know. Now you speak by the Spirit. Let God give you the words. God will energize. Trust in him with all your heart when it comes to speaking, that you're speaking by God. You know, this is an area of need, right? Honoring God, very important for the individual, for the person's growth and outreach and good words, works being abounding and multiplying and all grace, you know, abounding and the seed being multiplied. And also that the needs of the church get met, the minister that's doing the ministering, like he needs to receive, you know. It's like going to work and you not getting paid in a sense, but God pays us anyway. He'll make up any bounty that's due me. And I say to God, Father, like, I know there's people that should have given and they didn't, so you make up that bounty to me. That's my way. I've been robbed as well as you, you know. But God will give me double for my trouble, you know. And he'll give you double for your trouble, you know, especially if you're focusing on doing it. And he's my means of supply. So I focus on God. And then it's just people just, you know, becoming more generous in their heart, in their mind, in their giving. And they're liberal, because you need to be totally free with this giving to really see an impact like you see in India and Nepal. And I'm telling the truth. I'm not after more money. I'm just telling the truth. When people are walking with God, the generosity's there flowing. You've seen it yourself, Ethel, in Nepal and in India. So that's where I believe in God, that we can encourage people to do the right thing with God, to understand the heart of what we're saying, so that fruit can abound to their account as well as ours. and that we can see God's word move all over the UK, all over the USA, all over Europe, and where anyone that is practicing in a humble and meek, that they're not getting involved in gossip, talking about other people, talking about other situations and all the negativity that's so easy to talk about, but to be spiritually minded, and their words are word orientated and are building faith and encouragement. And that's a practice for all of us, you know, because we can easily get caught off with stuff, you know, and we don't want to be carried away with the wicked thing or with the wrong things. So these are just practices, and again, we are in the grace. It is God that is going to do this work. We just stay in position. You know, that's what the five things that I've been encouraging, I began to understand, keeps people in a place of strength and faithfulness if they do it. And it keeps you in a place of strength, and it keeps you in a place of receiving. So when things dry up, you know, I had someone say to me the other day, like, they kind of stop really connecting and giving, and things start to dry up around them, you know. And I'm like, yeah, I'm like surprised. It happened to me as well before, you know. And then so I was able to give the right encouragement on it, you know. So that's what we do. We replace wrong doctrine and practice with the right doctrine and practice, you know. But we need to be doing it as leaders. If we're not doing it, we ain't got no right teaching it. And so that's what I've learned through this time of being a follower. You know, I used to be able to teach as a follower, but I wasn't living it. I wasn't doing the things, but now it's different. So, my wonderful twin, that was in my heart to share this time, and I'm really thankful that you desire for me to come on, and I'm really blessed to come on. I don't do this with anyone else, but really yourself, and because God's put it in my heart to do that, and I know you're humble, and I know that you really desire to move on every level of what we've been encouraging, and I know you're going to, and you are actually, you've already began, and you know you're stronger than your circumstances tell you. You're more blessed than your circumstances tell you. You're highly favoured more than your circumstances tell you. And so, sister, you just keep standing strong, and you keep being strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So God bless your heart, my darling.